Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of February 8th. Now, our friends at Jacksonport State Park near Newport are offering a great historic reenactment. It's called Justice in Jacksonport, A Real Hot Divorce. This is going to be on February 9th. The trial is based on an actual scandalous event that occurred in Jacksonport during the summer of 1885 and was tried at the Jackson County Courthouse in Jacksonport in the fall of 1885. Now, the trial will be conducted in the same courtroom where it was originally held. After enjoying a Southern-style supper at the new visitor center, and if you've not been there, it's amazing. You need to go just to see that great new visitor center. But audience members will stroll down the promenade to the 1872 Jackson County Courthouse, where they will take part in the actual living history drama. They'll be playing the roles of defendant, witnesses, lawyers, and jurors to determine the fate of Mrs. Hutt. Who was the guilty party? Only the members of the jury will decide. Davidsonville Historic State Park in Pocahontas is hosting a wilderness survival hike on February 9th. You can lace up your hiking boots and pull on your gloves and take a morning hike designed to teach some basic wilderness survival skills. Now, the two-mile hike will cover several methods of fire starting, emergency shelter creation, basic orienting for the non-hiker, and what steps to take should you be lost on an outdoor adventure. The program is designed to teach basic skills only, and it's really suited for scout groups just beginning their adventures, as well as those who just want to learn some useful outdoor skills. Now, reservations are requested, but they're not required. So if you want to do the hike, just head to Davidsonville. And speaking of the great outdoors, for those who have a green thumb, unlike me, because I have a obviously black thumb because I've killed kudzu three times, it's the 31st annual Home and Garden Show in Pine Bluff on February 8th through the 9th. Now, the event features gardening seminars, how-to sessions, there's going to be live plants, hands-on activities, bee information. There's going to be all kinds of plant disease diagnoses, children's activities, educational booths, and much, much more. This course is being held at the Pine Bluff Convention Center. And don't worry, there are going to be food trucks. So if you get hungry, you just walk outside and head to the food truck.
All right.
And finally, Powhatan Historic State Park in Powhatan is hosting The Doctor Is In, 19th Century Medicine, on February 9th. So, some of the questions, can you ever have too much blood? What is pellagra? Why should I take laudanum? Now, these are questions that would have been asked during the 19th century, but during this, you'll find out the answer to all these questions, and it's an exciting, participatory, and this is my favorite part, sometimes icky program. You can learn about health, disease, and medicine in the 19th century with a park interpreter. Visitors can participate and learn about the different afflictions that ailed the residents of Powhatan and early Arkansas and the sometimes dangerous treatments they had to undergo.
Hmm.
Now, again, any program that features the word icky, I'm up for it. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Now, to find out more about these events and all the great things going on throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, sir. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.